Yeah, before I forget, I think she said this off. In this job, I'm before I forget.
We're doing Oma now.
That's for all the measles from all over the United States. Nothing to do with Jews, but it's all because of Jews.
Was that the home?
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Man.
What they're going to do? The
measles again. Huh? The measles. They don't get the injections. They say it's in 20 states. And the CDC, who's the prevention for disease, they say, oh no, it's the immigrants who are going to get it. But they were blaming the Jews.
Must have been Trump.
MAGA did. Cover.
With your permission. In the Haggadah of Pesach, we said in Pesach, the Torah says Hashem took us out of Egypt with a stretched arm. And it was called Zroa Netuya. So if you want to know what it is, so the Haggadah says, the Haggadah says it means a sword. A sword. So Hashem took us out with a sword. Hashem has a sword in his hand. We say in the Seder, in the Haggadah. Zroa netuya, zroa cherev, sheneimar. It says in Pasuk, that Hashem is holding a sword in his hand. Havon tuya l'Yerushalayim. Is there anything in the sentence in the Torah that is a sword? So bring a proof. An angel is holding a sword on Yerushalayim. Okay, but it doesn't say over there it's the hand. It says a sword. What does it mean? Hashem has a sword in his hand? That's why Hashem took us out of Egypt. I really don't know what people think when they say this sentence in the Haggadah. But it's the explanation. Haggadah explained what it means in the Torah. If somebody says you, Hashem took you out, biyad chazaka v'zroa netuya, a strong hand and stretched arms. So what is it? A sword. What so? Be so. And Sfirat HaOmer, a special mitzvah Hashem gave us. And the Aris says it's called Yemei Adin Berachamim. The Rabbi Akiva died. They blame the Jews for the measles. He says everything is Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer, Ari says, constantly in generations before. Started talking about Akiva, maybe. Constantly big gezerot, big decrees. But Ari says it's called Berachamim, with mercy. Hashem wants from Am Yisrael something on Sfirat HaOmer. And how powerful it is. Sfirat HaOmer. The Zohar says that this holiday is coming up, Shavuot. The name of the holiday is Shavuot. Shavuot means weeks. It means the whole power of Shavuot is the weeks. That you counted, the Omer counted the weeks. That's a message. How big the message is, the Zohar says, that you should expect to come out of exile on Shavuot. Something that we did not have the privilege to have a night of Pesach, as I said, expected on Shavuot. So after Sfirat HaOmer, Sfirat HaOmer. Hegem Chachamim explained to us what happened really when he came out of Egypt. So even the Chachamim said like this, in Sefer Bereshit, Yaakov got sick, somebody went and called Yosef. The Gemara says, who called Yosef? Ephraim. Ephraim was learning with Yaakov all the time. Obviously, Yaakov doesn't feel well. So Ephraim went to Yosef and told Yosef, Yvonne is sick. So Yosef come and he takes back Ephraim and Menashe with him. They go in to see Yaakov. Yaakov was at the time lived in Goshen. They come over there. Yaakov said, "Yeah, I didn't expect your face. Baruch Hashem, you're here." Then Yosef asked him, "Can you give a bracha to the children?" So basically Yaakov said, "No." Then he said, "Okay." Yosef, Ravon to Hashem. Yaakov said, "Bring the children to me." Says the Gemara that when Yaakov asked to bring the children, this is what Navi Hashem writes in his prophecy, a sentence, "I, so-called, you may say, I got used to Ephraim because Yaakov took them." Not because Yaakov took them, because Hashem is going to take them. I don't know what it means exactly, the sentence, but it's just the words. "Anochi tegalti Ephraim, kacham al zrootav." Yaakov Avinu, so-called, took Ephraim and Menashe, Menashe and Ephraim, on his hands, in his arms. Yeah. Continue to talk about this like this. That Yosef placed Menashe on the right hand of Yaakov, and Ephraim on his left hand, and he tells Yaakov, give them a bracha, and Yaakov crosses his hands. He puts his right hand on the head of Ephraim, and the left on Menashe. At all that, Yosef tells Yaakov, listen, Yaakov couldn't see well at the time. And Yosef tells Yaakov, listen, Papa, this is wrong. You see, this guy on your right side, he's Menashe, he's the older one. Why you on purpose, you crossed your hands, and you put your right hand on Ephraim. Ephraim is the second one. So Yaakov says, I know. But you should know, Ephraim is going to be bigger. His grandson, Yeshua, everybody will hear about him. Menashe is going to be good, because also he's going to have a judge. One of the judges, Gideon, comes from Menashe. But that's why I decided to do like this. So you want to ask a bracha from somebody, how important it is that you get a bracha from the right hand? Yaakov is so, let's say, stubborn about it. He wants to give the bracha to Ephraim with his right hand. I said, you know what? He's going to have a grandson, Yeshua. So since when you give brachot, because somebody's grandson can be big, Yeshua is, I said, 200 years later, more than 200, almost 250 years later. So the grandfather, 250 years, wants to get a bracha. Can you imagine, go to somebody saying a bracha, says, hold on, let me look in my Ruach HaKodesh. In 250 years, you're going to have a grandson, so I'll give you a good bracha. You don't even test a good grandson. Never heard such a thing in my life. If you go get a bracha from somebody, he must give you a bracha with his right hand, and the bracha is going to come valid, depends on your grandchildren. Not do with anything. How far it goes, the Gemara says, the way it says in the Torah, that Yaakov tells Yosef, you should know from now on, people will give a bracha to the children. Child says, what's the best bracha? Yaakov said, that bracha is, this child should be from Menashe. Okay, so it's custom to give it to the children on Friday night. And Rav Tamim Uziel said, you should do it in the Brit Mila. After the Mohel does the Brit Mila, before we say, Keshem Shinichas Lebrit, you have to say, Yisimcha Elokim Kifayim HaMenashe. That's what Yaakov meant. It's not that Rav Tamim Uziel said that we should do. It translates when Yaakov tells Yosef, Yochai V'ach Yisrael L'mor. He said, that's the bracha. Even don't forget the Brit Mila, you have to tell the baby, Yisimcha Elokim Hashem should make you Ephraim HaMenashe. What's him? Okay, you can say, you know, it's a baby just born, it's given bracha, okay, maybe. This is the Sefer Bereshit. And the Torah, of course, you have to remember, the Torah is not a story, the book of the Zohar said. wrote something happened between Yaakov and Yosef, and the whole discussion who is bigger, who is going to get bigger, which hand to put, is something for us to learn. But that's something that doesn't say Shachoruch and Adam, that you know that if you give a bracha to somebody, you have to put your right hand on him, and if he's not so big, put his left hand on him. In Parashat B'Shalach, when we came out of Egypt, the Torah tells us that the cloud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the front of Am Yisrael when they left Egypt. Which means it's Hashem. And the blue cloud. And the Torah tells us that when the Egyptians reached us and they threw on us stones and arrows, the cloud moved and separated us from the Egyptians. The Torah says, "Vayavo ben machane Mitzrayim machane Yisrael." Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you like a story. Says the Gemara, like a father goes with his son on the way, and the son is in front of him, and all of a sudden, robbers come. They want to kidnap the son. The father calls and takes to put his son in back of him. All of a sudden, a wolf comes from the back. So since the father sees robbers in the front, wolves in the back, he takes the son and he holds his son on his arms. Says the Gemara, that sentence the Torah tells us that Hashem, so-called, moved himself from the front of Am Yisrael and went in the back. Separated Am Yisrael from the Egyptians, but it means the cloud, what the cloud did, really, is like Hashem picked us up and hugged us on his arms. It's not just separation, the way we read the Torah, we think, you know, Hashem was behind us and he separates us from the Egyptians. No. It is by Yavo. The Gemara, no, it means Hashem is like that person that picked up his son in his arms, since in the front and the back there are enemies. Hashem said, Shene Yamar, says the Gemara, you know. The Gemara says the same sentence the Gemara uses when Yaakov asks Yosef, bring me the children. And Yaakov, the Torah says, he hugged them, he kissed them, held them with his arms. The Gemara says the same episode now is happening now in Egypt, before Yom Suf. And says, what happened? Hashem is holding us on his arms. So the Gemara says, where do you know this? The Gemara quotes the same sentence. Anochi tegalti le'Ephraim, kacham al zrotav. The same sentence the Gemara uses when Yaakov picked up Menashe and Ephraim and hugged them and held them on his arms and says, you should know, Hashem did the same. It's the same sentence, it goes on Yaakov, goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings those two episodes, Parshat Vayechi, if you want to check it out, and Parshat B'Shalach. I'm class like this. There's a story in the Navi, Elisha. Elisha was big, very, very big, very big. The art of miracles, just before he died. So the king of Yehuda, his name was Yoash, came to visit him. And he was very upset that Elisha is going to die. So Elisha tells him, you know what, something happened. See the window over there? He says, go take arrows now and shoot arrows towards Syria. In the time of the kings, constantly we had problems with Syria. It's not a coincidence that we had such a hard time with the Syrians. But anyway, it's not a coincidence that Mr. Trump lately signed the Golan Heights for us. See, this is a sign of ending the trouble and the problem that we had in time of the kings of Beit HaMikdash. So Elisha tells the king Yoash, it's in the Navi, in the text, in the Bible, in Kings, says, go take an arrow and shoot. So Navi tells us, this guy, you are shot few arrows. By the way, if you know, arrows is like missiles. And after a few shots, he stopped. And Elisha was furious. He says, why did you stop? So come and tell us, what does it mean? What Elisha is furious? What is it? Is it a joke or something? Like Baomer, shooting arrows. God says, no. What it means is like this. When somebody does something by a command of a Navi, that act, what it does really, that it's not just, you know, playing a game, shooting arrows. It means every arrow is like a missile. And if he would have continued, at that time we finished completely. We wouldn't have the problem today with Syria. And the Gemara says, the Chachamim say, that Elisha was furious. He told him, why did you stop? At this time you can't stay continuing anymore. I told you, at that time was the power of the words of Elisha. The same concept, something very similar. The Ramban on the Chumash writes that if you read Sefer Bereshit about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, this. He says, what Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov did actually is for the future tense. Not just, you read it, and Avraham did it. He says, something that should happen in the front, in the future, he says, Hashem will do something. If you're going to do it, and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov had the power to do, same as the Nevi'im. So he said, look, the Zohar says, coming out of Egypt was because Yaakov Avinu. That's what we say in the morning, Shacharit, Vayar Yisrael, et Mitzrayim met asfaneyam. Vayar Yisrael et Gdola. Every time it says Yisrael, it means Yehudi Yaakov. Yaakov, he is the one that took us out of Egypt. But Yaakov, he didn't do nothing. So let me tell you what happened. You know, before we left Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should do Brit Milah. And after the Brit Milah, Hashem told us, "B'damayichay, you should take the blood of the Brit Milah and put it on the post of the door from inside." And then Hashem said, "I'm going to see this blood, plus also the blood that you slaughtered the sheep, and then I'm going to skip the house. Nobody will run the house." This is Hashem wants me to put this blood on the post for what? For what? He did Brit Milah. I said, okay, take some blood and put it in the post. For what? Why have to put it? I understand the sacrifice also. Okay, sacrifice, I understand a little bit. Okay, it's a sign. Okay, what has to Brit Milah mean? So Chachamim tell us the reason for Brit Milah is in order to open our hearts for Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva again in his book, brings one of the big Chachamim. A secret of the Brit Milah. I said, I went to the Vatican, I met cardinals. They know the whole Shas. They speak Hebrew fluently. I did not understand what they're saying. They just don't understand it. Because if you don't have Brit Milah, you can't understand the Gemara. Impossible. We take it for granted. You take the Gemara. The Korean government sent some people to see, the Jews are very smart. And they said, probably they learn Shas. They were ordered from art school. Container of Shas. They went to Nemark Toponovich, walking around, see how the boys doing in Gemara, took videos, they took it to Korea. They didn't even learn the Shas. I don't understand. If you have no Brit Milah, you cannot understand the Shas. You think you understand, you don't understand it. So the purpose of Brit Milah is Torah Shas. When Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time, Hashem told him, listen, I want to tell you something. The purpose of coming out of Egypt, he's going to Har Sinai, Shavuot, it's Torah. What I'm going to tell you now is, don't tell everybody to make Brit Milah. Not because Hashem wants us to Brit Milah. Of course, Hashem wants us to do Brit Milah as well, of course. But once it was so emergency, that Hashem was very strict, and Hashem said, put it on the post. It means is we have to understand that the purpose of coming out of Egypt is not, we went freedom, free, exodus. It was a journey to go to Har Sinai. And you cannot go to Har Sinai unless you have a Brit Milah. And therefore Hashem told us, after you have a Brit Milah, put the blood and watch the blood. I said, I'm going to see this blood and I'm going to skip on the house. You know, when you ask him, Hashem skipped on houses. Because we so-called accepted Brit Milah on us to understand that eventually we come to our sinner. That's why Hashem was so upset. We said we want to go back after we crossed Yam Suf. We said we want to go back. There's no water and there is no food. We said we're going back to Egypt. We said, what's the problem? There's one problem. The problem is that you came out of Egypt just because you have to go to Al Sinai. That's the Moshe told them Israel. They said, we want to go back to Egypt. Moshe said, 100%, you want to go to Egypt? It's no problem. But you go back to Egypt after you get the Torah. That's why we were stuck on Al Sinai for almost a year, because Hashem was afraid we're going to go back to Egypt. But the whole purpose of coming out of Egypt is the Torah. Therefore, comes the Torah and tells us, look what happened. Yaakov Avinu, he knows everything. So HaKodesh, he was a Navi. And he says, Yosef comes to him with his two children. I'm going to get a bracha. First he said, I don't give you a bracha. Whatever he said, okay, bring the children to me. And Yaakov held the children with his arms. Says the Gemara, why? Read the exposition, so you're supposed to give a bracha. I don't know, you don't understand. Yaakov is doing what Hashem is going to do later. What Hashem is going to do, is going to save us from the Egyptians. How? The Torah tells us. So like a father and a son, the son walks in front of the father, and all of a sudden the robbers want to kidnap the son, and they put him in the back, and then a wolf come, and then the father's going to hold the son in his hand. That's what happened. As is the savage of Am Yisrael from the Egyptians is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu holding us with his hands. What is the hand is going to resemble? Why? But the Navi says, we'll see soon what the hands mean. But we have to know, the Gemara says, that cloud that moved and separated us from the Egyptians and the stones and the arrows they threw never hit us. Is not because it was a war, it was because Hashem held us with his hands. So the Gemara says, Torah, look, I'll tell you what happened. Joseph brought Ephraim and Menashe in front of Yaakov, and Yaakov wants to put his right hand on Ephraim. And the Ephraim is going to be bigger. I said, What do you mean? Hamim said, the Gemara tells us, look, Yaakov arrived in Egypt. His chavuta was a fine for 17 years. He learned. The whole secrets of the Torah that we have today is from what Ephraim learned with Yaakov Avinu. How important is Ephraim? Of course, the Navi Yirmiyahu tells us, and Rachel Minim was crying, Hashem told us, Haben Yakir Ephraim. My dearest one is Ephraim. Yelech Ashuim. It means I play with him. What do you mean? See, the Gemara says the Torah is called Sha'ashua. It's a toy. Something so valuable for Hashem is like a very special toy. So Ephraim is a concept of Torah. And then comes the Gemara and says, look, Yaakov tells Yosef, I see in the front, I see Ephraim, this guy in 250 years will have a grandson, his name is Yoshua. Says the Gemara, says, what can you tell about Yoshua? Gemara says, Yoshua will teach Torah to Am Yisrael. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, the Navi tells us, that before the war, in Yericho, an angel came and wanted to kill Yoshua. I said, why don't you study Torah? I said, what do you mean? I said, oh, it's a war now. You understand? The concept of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Am Yisrael from Egypt is because Yaakov held Ephraim in his hands. Therefore, Hashem is going to hold us in his hands. So when the Egyptians tried to attack us, and kidnap us and kill us, Hashem took us on his hands. He said, why? Because Yaakov took a farm on his hands. And why did Yaakov took a farm on his hands? Because the farm is the role model of Am Yisrael as far as the reason we came out of Egypt. The whole Yitziat Mitzrayim, the whole Exodus, is because of farm. It's because of Yaakov, says as well. Yaakov held the farm. Therefore, Yaakov is so stubborn, he wants to have his right hand. I says, why his right hand? Because the Torah says, Mimino Eshdat Lamo. is Hashem's right hand. Hashem's right hand. He held the Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu concludes his bracha. Shem Yisnai Ba V'Zarach. Shem Yisir Lamo. Esh Rabbi Yama Paran. I don't know this. Yimino Esh Tot Lamo. On his hand, on his right hand, this is the hand that Hashem hugged us. Hashem put us on his arm, saved us from the Egyptians. This is the hand that Hashem gave us the Torah. So what does it mean? It means coming out of Egypt, going to Yamsu, we were in danger. Why we were saved? Because Hashem took us on his hand. I says, Jacob Avinu, what he did, he told Yosef, you see this guy for him? That's why in the Brit Milah, likewise in Egypt, after we did Brit Milah in Egypt, Hashem told us, take the blood and put it on the post. So what my blood Brit Milah is doing on the post? He said, you know, the Brit Milah resembled Torah. Hashem gave us himself Brit Milah to understand Torah. Here comes the Gemara, comes the Torah, say, look, that's what Hashem has in his head only time. Torah, Torah, Torah. Says Yaakov to Yosef, listen, on the Brit Milah of the baby, he gave him a bracha. What the bracha he gave him? Yesim Chai Elokim Kefraim, tell him Ephraim, and the Menashe, Parnasa after Torah, first of Ephraim, the worst of Ephraim, because Ephraim is coming out of Egypt. You're coming out of Egypt because you have to go to Har Sinai, because of Chag HaShavuot. The whole purpose of Pesach is Sfirat HaOmer, to get to Chag HaShavuot. As Chachamim said, no, Sfirat HaOmer is not just, you know, how many days in the Omer. And it says, I'm counting how many more days I'm going to get to Har Sinai. It says, I'm looking back. I said, it was Pesach. I said, what was Pesach? Pesach was just a beginning of Exodus. But the destination is Shavuot. I said, who did it? Yaakov, by holding a farm on his arm. The Gemara says the same sentence. That why Yaakov is holding a farm on his arm, the same sentence is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us on his arms. And therefore Yaakov is so strict about it. And he said, no, no, I'm going to give Ephraim my right hand, because the right hand resembles Torah. And the bracha for Ephraim, because he is the one that studied with Yaakov all the time, and he's going to have his grandson Yeshua, will teach Torah to all of Israel. And that's what the Torah tells us. That the whole purpose of coming out of Egypt is Shavuot, is not Pesach. Of course, it's true. Mashiach would have come and would have gotten a message on the first night of Pesach that we're living. It's true. But you have to know when you're living. You're living to Torah. You're not living America. You're living Torah. That Zohar says, one of the reasons Mashiach doesn't come yet is because I myself don't study enough. With all the respect, we study so much time is being wasted by people. Zohar says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, we don't learn enough. Zohar says, this is what the Torah tells us. When Moshe came to Paro and asked him to release us, Paro told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, your people are lazy. Nirpim atem nirpim. That's why you want to go and you want to say you want to celebrate in the desert. I says, what difference does it make? Why Hashem is to write in the Torah what a stupid Paro is telling Moshe? We were lazy? We built the pyramids. It's true, 100%. But on when you have a free time, you must use it for Torah. As I said, that's what Paro hinted to Moshe. He said, you people are lazy. They're lazy. I'll show you they're lazy. From now on, they're going to have to go and get straw. And they're going to have to do the same amount of bricks. I said, what happened to such a decree? Because really, we did not study. So, but you know why we didn't study? Because we didn't do Brit Milah in Egypt. You can't study if you have no Brit Milah. Since Am Yisrael canceled Brit Milah in Egypt, they didn't study. Since they didn't study, Paro came with a decree. It's not going to have no straw. It will happen. What did we do? Paro said, you lazy people. We were lazy people, but we build the pyramids. It's true. You go to work, there's no problem. The Gemara says, you have to go to work. You have to pay your bills. But when you have lunchtime, what are you wasting your lunchtime? Shopping? when you have free time, what do you do in free time? You're wasting it. The Zohar says, that's what Paro told Moshe Rabbeinu. Come Chachamim and say, look, with all the respect, you know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, but in our time is as well the mitzvah. If somebody slaughters a cow or a sheep or a goat, he has to give a coin three things. An arm, which means the right foot of the animal, in our time as well. If you know somebody is a real kohen, his obligation is a special bracha. But you say bracha. It's a very special bracha. If we go and buy meat, we miss the mitzvah. The reason why people don't do it is because some people are not really a kohen, and through the years, we don't know exactly who is a kohen, unless the kohen knows 100% that he has a tree all the way up to Aaron, he's not a kohen. But if you know somebody, it's a very big mitzvah. It's in the Torah. It's one of the 630 mitzvah. You have to give the kohen the right food. Then you have to give the kohen the cheeks and the tongue. Then you have to give the kohen the inside of the stomach. One time, somebody slaughtered for me a sheep and a goat in my backyard in Muncie. I told him, give me those things. And I went and I gave it to a kohen. Very powerful thing. Says the Gemara, what is it all about? The food, you give one food to the kohen? What is it? Maybe give him, I don't know, steak. Okay, fine. What has to do with this? And you give him the chicks. I don't have a tongue, I understand, okay. But the chicks. Zohar, al chayayim akeva. The Torah says, you have to give the kohen zroah, an arm. Of course, the animal doesn't have an arm. So that's what the Gemara says. If you learn Yomi, Chulin, it's the right foot. The Gemara lists, I tell you what it is. The Gemara says, why did Hashem say that? The Gemara said, a person has to know why is he still here? Why is he here at all? The Torah tells us that Am Yisrael on the journey, one of the last stops, we were in Shittim. And Am Yisrael started to get married to non-Jewish girls. Started to be an epidemic. There was a guy, Zimri ben Salu, friend of the Sevet Shimon. He brought a Shiksa, non-Jewish girl, to Moshe, said, I'm going to marry without conversion. I thought that Pinchas went and took a sword in his hand and went and prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then stuck the sword in the stomach of this guy and killed him. Says the Gemara, the sword that Pinchas had in his right hand, in his arm. For this you have to give a coin, the right foot. Since Pinchas prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had mercy on us, then you have to give the coin, the tongue, and the cheeks. And since Pinchas stuck the sword in the stomach of this guy, we have to give the coin, yes, the inside stomach. Because it means every time you have a piece of meat. So you have to remember, this meat that I have is from a cow, from a sheep, from a goat. And before I ate it, I gave a coin this. I have to give a coin. Because Pinchas became a coin. Pinchas says, and I says, what is it all about? I say, you should know something. You're coming out of Egypt. And I says, you know, Hashem hugged you. Bizroa netuya. Hashem hugged you with his hand. I says, something that Jacob did to Ephraim, hugged him. I says, you want to know why Hashem had to hug you? Why the story? I says, the father goes with the son, and the animals are here, and the brothers are here, and the father takes the son on his arm. You know what it is? I says, this is chut of Pinchas. The Torah will tell you later. The Torah tells us before. The Torah wants to tell us what happened in Egypt. Excuse me, he was born in Egypt. The Torah tells us, when Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen hit Pinchas, then we live in Egypt. The Gemara tells us, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go take Am Yisrael of Egypt, Moshe told Hashem, Shlach, Lamed Shlach, please send Pinchas. I don't want to go. What do you know about this guy? In his head, was only Kiddush Hashem, Kedush Hashem, Kedush Hashem. when he saw the Jew is going to marry a non-Jewish girl, he went. And Am Yisrael was standing. Moshe was crying. Am Yisrael didn't know what to do. He went, protesting for Hashem. Hashem writes in the Torah, because of Pinchas, you are here. Velochilit yibnei Yisrael bekinati. It says, Hashem writes in the Torah, without Pinchas, you wouldn't be here today. He came out of Egypt. It says, Hashem, the Torah tells you, he took us with a strong, with a stretched arm. What do you mean stretched arm? It means Hashem picked us and held us. I said, what do you mean Hashem has to hold us? I said, you know, this is called Zrua Netuya. So he says, you know what? Balagada says, you know what it is? That's the soul. What soul? This is, the Gemara says, that Zrua resembled, arm resembled a sword. So what do you mean? So I tell you what it means. He says, that guy Pinchas had a sword in his hand. And therefore, Hashem gave me a mitzvah that the arm of the animal I have to give a Kohen. So the arm resembled a sword. The reason why we have that mitzvah to give the right foot to the Kohen, because the right foot is called Zrua, it's called an arm. And that arm is because of Pinchas. So the whole coming out of Egypt is future and past tense. So this is why it's because of Yaakov Avinu and because of Pinchas. That's why we're waiting for redemption all the time. Say, Eliyahu is coming. Who is Eliyahu? Eliyahu is your Pinchas. What is your Pinchas? It's, listen, when you came out of Egypt, it's because of Pinchas. It's because stretch arm. Stretch arm means a sword. A sword means Pinchas. It means when you kill this guy. And actually, this is a custom after the Lila said it, to say Shira Shirim. The whole Shira Shirim is about the exodus out of Egypt. And in the text, it says, second sentence is, Ishakini min shikot piyu, Hashem should kiss me. Says the Gemara, you know that Hashem kissed you? When we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, and when Hashem said the Ten Commandments, the Gemara said, every sentence, every word of Hashem came and kissed us. So-called Hashem kissed us. And that's the purpose of Shir HaShirim. To reach the level that you should get a kiss from Hashem. And Shir HaShirim said, Smolo tachat l'roshi, I feel Hashem's left hand under my head. V'imino techapkeni, the right hand of Hashem, that's the hand of Hashem that held the Torah, that's the hand of Hashem that He hugged us. This is V'imino techapkeni. So the Torah says, when Yaakov asked Yosef to bring the children, the Torah says, "Baychabek lahem, baynashek lahem." Yaakov hugged them and kissed them. What is it? The Torah is not a New York Times. What is it? Stories? The stories? Yaakov hugged them. Yaakov kissed them. They don't understand. Yaakov hugged them to tell them something. Hashem is going to hug us when we come out of Egypt. Hashem is going to hug us. We get to our Sinai, Hashem will kiss us. That's what the custom to say, Shir HaShirim, Telel HaSeder, I mean, this is the goal. The goal is to be hugged and be kissed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sirat HaOmer is the time we should, say the Zohar, to elevate ourselves, and we should reach that level that we should be eligible and qualified, and we should have the privilege that Hashem should hug us and kiss us. It means Hashem will take us out of exile. It's not Hashem will take us out of exile. It means Hashem is to hug us. Hashem is to hold us with His right arm like He did in Egypt. And then Hashem is to kiss us. And as the Zohar says, you know, Siratim is so valuable that on Shavuot, expect coming out of exile. He says, what do you mean? I says, do you see, Hashem took us out of Egypt on the condition we should accept the Torah. The Gemara says, if we would not have accepted the Torah, Hashem would turn the world upside down. Hashem would destroy the world. So the purpose of the world is Torah. It's coming out of Egypt. The purpose is Torah. As is, Hashem is going to protect us from the Egyptians. He's going to hold us in His hand because we need Brit Milah in Egypt. Because we told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, we understand. The purpose of creation is Torah. And that what Hashem is telling us in the Torah, this is Shavuot, Shavuotichem, the name of the holiday, Shavuot, is weeks of preparation. It's not a preparation to have lynches. It's a preparation that Hashem should really hug us. It's a preparation that Hashem should kiss us. And that Chachamim said, that's why the Torah writes all these stories. It's like a puzzle for us to understand the will of Hashem is to take us out immediately to Eretz Israel.
Amen.